Meet Alice, the camel.
Yeah.
She's having a chat with Luke Thomas here at Gundaroo on the southern tablelands of New South Wales. Alice has one hump, she's tall, she has a cream-coloured coat and very beautiful long eyelashes. She's made for the stage. Today Alice and Luke are preparing for this weekend's performance of their Outback show. Luke has bullocks, heavy horses, sheepdogs and camels, and he tells stories of how these animals used to be used in the Outback. Alice has become the star attraction, though. That's because Luke has trained her to talk.
Uh-huh, yeah. She's always been a very vocal camel. You go to catch her and she talks, and you go to put the saddle on, she talks. If you're brushing her, she talks. And initially it was a camel who was a racing camel, and she won the Alice Springs Cup many years ago, and then she went to the paddock for about 20 years. And
how did you teach her to talk?
Clicker training. It's a technique that was initially probably used on dolphins, and it's based on food rewards and shaping the behaviour slowly. So
what is it, clicking the tongue or?
No. The click is it's a marker signal, and it tells the animal that it's just done the correct thing. Here it is. So, and then once the animal associates the sound of the click with the food, you can start to shape their behaviour, and it can take 500 and 600 repetitions to get them to do a behaviour that you're after.
And that's just a little button you're pressing on a little digit thing?
Yep. And then we couldn't shut her up. Once she discovered that there was food and talking and, you know, she could make a living out of this, she just is so noisy that we have to put her out right out the back of the show because she's just having a great old yarn. But we normally interview her during the show, and she talks about people like John Ainsworth Horrocks, who was the first explorer in Australia ever to be shot and killed by his own camel. Yeah, that was nasty, wasn't it? Yeah, the camel jumped up and the buckle on the pack saddle caught on the trigger of Horrocks's gun, and it blew the three fingers off his right hand. The bullet went in through his chin. It blew off his tongue. He never spoke about that. Yeah, the wounds turned septic. This was in 1846. And the wounds turned septic and Horrocks passed away.
And Alice, I've got a few questions for you. There's some rain forecast, hopefully, for this week for this area. What does that mean for farmers? Have you got thoughts on Saputo buying Warrnambool cheese and butter? And the GrainCorp takeover. What did you think about the Federal Treasurer Joe Hockey and his call on that one? Thanks very much for your time.